Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hello everyone, I'm Saloni.
And I'm Vasilis.
We run Change Makers, a student-run initiative that aims to empower, educate, and connect Gen Zers interested in entrepreneurship.
We interview teenagers with impactful projects and create resources to help you change the world. If they can do it, so can you.
On this podcast, we discuss the logistics of creating different types of projects with Gen Zers who have already done it. We will leave our social media and website information in the description.
Hello everyone, Vasilis here. Welcome to another episode of the Genders Rise podcast. I'm so excited today for two reasons. First of all, with me in the studio is Saloni after a very long time. Secondly, we have a new microphone in the studio, which is great. Today's episode is all about FirstGenSupport.org, dedicated to spreading COVID awareness and providing resources for first generation, low income, and immigrant students. Our guest is Julia, who will present what the First Gen Support is all about. Nice to meet you, Julia.
Hi, nice to meet you.
So, every time that we start a podcast, we usually ask what made you to create First Gen Support.
Yeah, for sure. Let me give a little background. So, I founded First Gen Support in 2020. So I was really inspired by the BLM movement, and from talking to friends from summer programs, peers across the country, and also people in my high school, that we all came to the conclusion that it's very much up to chance for people to find opportunities, especially for first-gen low-income or immigrant high school students. And I also was talking to my friend from high school who wished to go to an Ivy League institution but didn't do a lot of extracurriculars or advanced classes. She felt that she had a lot of regrets. So I founded this to further eliminate regrets in like future generation of students, because a lot of under-resourced students start their college applications the summer before their senior year, which is way too late. So we seek to empower students early on, focusing on freshmen and sophomores in high school, so that they can believe in themselves and prepare college early on. And yeah, so founded it as like a social media page to just release opportunities, and now it has grown to a nonprofit organization.
So what is the achievement gap and what sort of causes it?
Yeah, for sure. So the achievement gap in our case is the disparity in going into a four-year college. The gap is between people who are not first-gen low-income versus the people who are. And first-generation students, so the first person in their family to go to college, they are 70% less likely to attend a four-year college. And we all know that right now, all jobs need a bachelor degree or more. So in order to overcome the socioeconomic barrier and getting into another, like getting out of that low-income bracket, we believe that students need to go to a four-year college. So then we prepare them to go to a four-year college through releasing opportunities. And what causes this achievement gap is by the lack of opportunity, the lack of also college-going environment in high schools, because you see the successful, a lot of like people who go to four-year colleges, they're surrounded by a competitive environment, which a lot of under-resourced high schools don't have, because they're not super focused on going to a four-year college. So that environment and the people you surround with in high school is super crucial. And also the lack of mentorship from schools, from counselors, because a lot of low-income high schools, the counselor-to-students ratio is very small. So not usually not enough counselors in those high schools. And also just the lack of like resources, because a lot of people who go to a four-year college or prestigious schools have the money to hire tutoring and SAT prep, but there is not a lot of resources for first-gen students. And so, yeah, it's also highly dependent on chance, because obviously their parents haven't gone to college, so they can't really pass on their experience. So a myriad list of reasons, but pretty much, yeah.
You mentioned, like, you talked about lack of mentorship, lack of experience, and as you said, maybe some parents didn't have the experience to be on the college, and maybe it's difficult to pass this through their kids and understand why it's important or not important according to what they want to do in their lives. I would love to touch on the fact that there's lack of experience in work. Like, after you take your degree, sometimes it's so difficult to take experience to what you have studied, so that you are not able to be hired from a company to do what actually you studied. And in the end, you arrive to, I don't know, work another field. Maybe you will discover that you like this field even more from what you expected. But do you think that this can lead to, I don't know, maybe this can create a problem to how we gain experience for people to be hired on the jobs that they really prepared for?
I think that's a good question. I think that's not up to me to dictate how companies work, first of all. But I think, you know, a lot of first-gen low-income students go straight into the workforce right after high school. And I think, yeah, so right now, obviously, companies are looking for people who have a college degree. And I think college offers a lot of, like, more like well-roundedness, if that makes sense. Like, you get exposed to a lot of different areas to decide what you want to do. But I think I'm not against people who are like going straight to the workforce after high school. I think it's just for first and low-income students, they just have a much higher chance of like increasing, like moving up, like in like class mobility with a college degree.
We talked about the achievement gap, but can you mention what initiatives and events do you guys have to tackle this gap?
Yeah, so we started as like a social media page, but we seek to build a community and like host like events. Like, that's one of the initiatives. We used to host like study groups to build that community. The study groups are led by us, doing like SAT prep and stuff like that. And also, I think one of the key initiatives is Share Your Story initiative. So we highlight first and low income students who have succeeded and highlight their story of how they overcame challenges and barriers so that we can empower the future generations. And also, we are hosting a college prep-a-thon this summer. Last year, we hosted a college fair with 50-plus colleges. And this year, we're going to continue that that event, that really like large-scale event, but kind of like a hackathon-style event for college applications. So that's one initiative that we have this year.
That's really interesting. So how do you kind of go about organizing this college prep-a-thon, and how do you market it to people?
Yeah, so organizing actually, like, it takes a lot, definitely. I received a grant from Cornell to run this, to cover some of like the marketing, like email campaigns to spread the word. And also, I think incentive is like prizes. So I think marketing like different like prizes that people can get on stickers for this event. Also, another thing about organizing is that we need to find the right people to delegate the tasks to. So currently I am recruiting right now for directors for my team and also for this event. So definitely taking a lot of like volunteers, a lot of work, a lot of contacting like speakers and mentors, also sponsors as well. So yeah, it's a lot of organizing things to do.
And this can be available, like, is it going to be available online or to be attended person to person? How have you organized that?
Yeah, so College Prepathon will be from August 2nd to August 6th. And it'll be for rising sophomores to rising seniors. It'll be a virtual event where anyone can join from across the nation. It'll be on Zoom, a lot of like Zoom speakers on Zoom, mentors on Zoom.
This is great. I love the online and virtual events. Have a great experience from that. Would you like to share about your team? How did you build your team? And what do you think that a good team player looks like?
Yeah, so building a team is definitely the hardest part, building like a sustainable team. Currently, we just released the application on our Instagram and people apply generally. That's how it works. But I think the fundamental part of building a team is to, you know, find the core people that you want to be in leadership positions that are very dedicated, very committed, and very skilled as well. So that creates a very sustainable team, and that's very, very hard to find because people have like other priorities, or like people like, you know, have like internships and like jobs. So I guess another thing to building my team is that after people apply, we interview people and finding the people who are truly passionate about the mission. Not just someone who wants to add this on another thing on their resume, understand the mission, as well as a great communicator. I think that's a key part of building a team.
Yeah, I definitely agree. A team is definitely one of the most important aspects of creating, you know, a successful organization. So how do you manage all your team members? Do you use any like platforms like Slack or any messaging apps or any kind of like, I don't know, like file organization system to keep everything clean?
Yeah, for sure. So we started with Facebook Messenger actually, and that was a disaster. So we use Slack right now. Yeah, it was in the beginning, it was a mess, but we used it for like half a year and then we transferred it to Slack. I think Slack is definitely a very, very good tool. And then we use Google Drive to organize documents and folders. I know a lot of teams use Notion. We use Cascade to assign tasks, and also Google Calendar to schedule meetings.
Slack is very popular. This is why it's designed for teams working and collaborating together. And you're right about Notion. It's really popular. I like your new perspective to try new like communication and filing systems and softwares. We love your website and Instagram posts. What is your design process? Do you have a person dedicated to create the Instagram, you know, content? Or do you collaborate with other people outside the organization?
Oh, for sure. So in the beginning, it was me who was creating the Instagram posts. But since then, I have a team. My wonderful director of content creation, Aliana, currently in charge of her team, making her content creation team, making the posts. So yeah, so we use Canva. I think a lot is very popular to make Instagram posts. So we have people delegated to do the different tasks.
Awesome. Yeah, I think we talked a lot about different aspects of running an organization. And to kind of tie it all together, do you have any tips or advice for anyone looking to start an organization?
Yeah, I think one advice I have is The founder should have a long-term vision of what they want to create instead of, you know, I see so many high school organizations, you know, people do it for college apps and it dies when they get into college. So I think if you really want to, if you truly are passionate about the mission and truly see and want to create value for people, definitely have a long-term vision, long-term plan of starting a team. But also I think what I learned throughout the year is that you definitely, as a founder, it's very hard. You don't know anything. You're building something from scratch. So definitely seek out to ask for help, especially like, for example, you can DM people on LinkedIn, entrepreneurs on LinkedIn, or join incubators or accelerators. You definitely need mentors to help guide you and advisors.
So to sum up, we need networking, trial and error process during all the task management and decision making, procedures, and of course to collaborate with people. Thank you so much for your advices. Do you have anything else that you would like to share with us today? Any upcoming projects?
Yeah, so just to recap, our college prepathon is in August, from August 2nd to August 6th. So you can now sign up on our website, firstgensupport.org. You can sign up to become a speaker, become a mentor if you're in college, but also you can, if you're in high school, sign up to join our prepathon. I think it'll be super fun, and we're going to have a lot of prizes, a lot of very helpful workshops, and great people that you will meet in the community.
Awesome. We'll definitely be including the link to the prepathon. So I think this is the end of the episode. Thank you so much to everyone that has been listening to the end. It was amazing to have Julia with us today. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.
You can find all the First Gen Support social media handles in the description below. We also have a very exciting announcement. The new Changemaker Z app will be available in the App Store and Play Store, so stay tuned. Until next time, don't forget to change the world. Bye! Hope you guys enjoyed our conversation. We had such a great time. Make sure you leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at changemaker.z to keep up with all of our new content. We also have a Facebook page called Changemaker Z, but you'll need to look that one because I honestly don't even know how Facebook works.